Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Or...
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, 27,000 square feet. With 50 million rounds of ammunition broken up into 42 calibers available for you with a depth of selection you will not believe. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by one of the principals of the Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute and buddy pal of mine, Eric Dutrecht. Utrecht. And we're going to tell, you know, Eric goes all over the place, and he's recently been to the border, and he wants to talk about border security. Or lack of it. I made a phone call yesterday. I called my man Bob Owens. And there's this thing out there right now that was put out by Newsmax called the 100 Most Influential Pro-Gun Rights Advocates. And it's not a big deal. But it's, at the same time, it's so full of junk that I really don't even understand why they went to the trouble of publishing it. In their top 10, they've got, let's see, number 5, Sarah Palin, former governor of Alaska, vice presidential candidate, and a hunter and gun owner who addressed the 2013 NRA convention. That's her cred. That's what makes her influential. 2 years ago, she addressed the NRA convention. Dudley Brown, NAGR, and Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, who is in the middle of a fight with the Independence Institute and going to, you know, make it hard in Colorado. Rand Paul, who is a gun rights supporter, no doubt about it, and who has said and vowed we will not let liberals tread on the Second Amendment. Here's the thing about my belief as to who is influential. Number one and number two, you got Wayne LaPierre, Larry Pratt, arguably the two most recognized people out there that that do this on a daily basis. They spend their lives doing this. They do this every day. And they do it more often than making one statement in 2013. Lynn Beck, radio talk show host and other things that he is. He is a FUD. He doesn't believe in constitutional carry. That's not pro-gun. John Bolton, former UN ambassador. he opposed the UN arms trade treaty, who just about everybody did. Then, at number 21, you got Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones here at GCN, I mean, Alex is a pro-gun guy. And he doesn't cover it the way I cover it, but he does cover it on a regular basis, and he covers it daily. And he's number 21, below Sarah Palin, below Dudley Brown, Ben Shapiro, who's the editor-at-large for Breitbart News. I don't hear him. Being a strong supporter of the right to keep and bear arms, and I'll tell you what that means in just a minute. Bruce Willis, you know, one time in an interview, Bruce Willis said that, you know, you take guns away from legal gun owners, only the bad guys will have guns. This kind of thing, then, below Bruce and below Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Ice-T, then you have Kyle Copeland. Now, Kyle is the founder of the Armed Citizen Project. Kyle goes into bad neighborhoods, identifies people in those neighborhoods, trains those people, and gives them a gun, and then they take that neighborhood and transform it from a crime-ridden neighborhood into something with a lot less crime. That's a Second Amendment advocate. Cody Wilson has put everything in his life on the line for with Defense Distributed and proving that gun control doesn't work. That's a Second Amendment advocate. Then, then we've got people like Alton Brown, a Food Network host, because he said on his Twitter account he likes to be at home with his Mossberg. And Whoopi Goldberg, who's a member of the NRA, and Amber Heard, actress, who's said some things about, keeping guns and everything. As a matter of fact, if you look at it in their actors list, of the actors that are actually out there that I would have to call diehard Second Amendment advocates, they've got a smattering of them. Adam Baldwin, Jane from Firefly, and DC Cab, but he wasn't Jane. Kevin Sorbo, I've talked to his wife before. Dean Cain, R. Lee Ermey. But, I mean, Nolan Ryan. When was the last time Nolan Ryan was seen by anybody? Yes, he was a great pitcher. Then they've got Dan Cannon, number 55. He has a website called Gun Save Lives. It is nothing but defensive gun uses to save lives. And he has new stories every day, and he's number 55. Below all these people, other people I'm talking about. This just cracks me up. I'm looking at the list now. I mean, then down towards the bottom, then we come to the Joe Arpaios. And really, really low on the list. And then you have Masada Yu, a writer who has been writing since the 70s about self-defense. Dave Workman, one of the gun rights examiners. Dick Heller of the Heller decision. Although they don't have Alan Gura, the lawyer who argued the Heller decision. Shaquille O'Neal, Tom Brokaw, George Zimmerman. So, to all of my friends that write out there that may get a, and then the remarks down there at the below. It's a pretty heavy list. I mean, these are some great people. Here's my thing, okay? Newsmax, if you're going to get out there and try to put something out about the Second Amendment, don't get out there and make a list like this, please. Take a little time and do a little research, or leave it to somebody who actually knows what they're doing. I'm tired of hearing these so-called conservative outlets like Fox News. Fox News uses terms like assault weapon and gun violence. That's them parroting or being the minor bird because of where they're at in New York City. This is not me being... Most of the time, if you ever hear me going on sour grapes or something, this will be where I'm out there and I'm actually just flaunting my professional envy. But in this particular case, I'm just getting tired of this. I'm getting tired of somebody. And you know what? I don't think I should be on that list because I'm not a newsmaker. I may influence some people sometimes, but that's about it. But I'm not a newsmaker. I'm a commentator. So I shouldn't be on that list. They've got Coleon Noir on that list. Now, Coleon is a bridge for the NRA, or at least they think he is. I just think he's Collins. But, that's all beside the point. Most of the commentators. And there's a lot of, Tom Gresham is not on there. Mark Walters is not on there. Alan Gottlieb is not on there. Who's making this list at Newsmax? I don't know if Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are on there. I know they just recently got out there and said they keep the gun in the house, but I don't know. When we get back, coming from the category of I've heard it all now, something that, more self-determination nonsense, on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock, and that is very important. During the panic buying, whenever you go to a website, and there's quite a few of them that you can go to, they do both reloads, not Ammunition Depot, mind you, but there's websites out there that cater to the reloading crowd and websites out there that cater to the people that just want to buy ammo. And you would see everything that they carry, but they were out of stock. And that doesn't help you at all. It just shows you what you'd like to buy, but you can't buy. And that's not something you're going to find at AmmunitionDepot.com. That's why they're worth checking them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. This is not making a lot of news. But this is the stupidity that is self-determination. This is the kind of thing where people are out there making ways saying that we have to accept this in order to not discriminate. And this is where I am saying, you know what? Those of you that are saying that we need to consider this in order not to discriminate, you are as crazy as the people making the claim. You see, sociology researchers are now insisting that we as a society, we have to start accepting people who have chosen to identify themselves as real vampires. So that they can be open about the fact that they're vampires without having to worry about facing discrimination from people who might think that's weird. You know, if it's okay to decide that you're a woman when you were born a man, if it's okay to decide that you're black when you were born white, then it has to be okay to decide that you're a vampire when you're not dead yet and have not arisen and started drinking blood of humans. There's been a study about this titled, Do We Always Practice What We Preach? Real Vampires, Fears of Coming Out of the Coffin to Social Workers and Helping Professionals. Was conducted by researchers from Idaho State University and the College of the Canyons and the Center for Positive Sexuality in Los Angeles. I kid you not. For those of you saying the video is down, refresh your browser, because it isn't down. It shouldn't be down. I'm still up. You know, my computer's running it. I don't know what to say. Dr. G.J. Williams, the study's lead researcher and director of sociology at Idaho State, says most vampires believe they were born that way. They didn't choose this. What does that sound like to you? The study is based upon the experiences of 11, quote-unquote, real vampires. And they, by the way, are different from lifestyle vampires, if you didn't think that there was actually, you know, a difference between the two. Lifestylers, the study explains, are people who just do things like wear fangs and sleep in coffins as lifestyle choices. Although real vampires may do these things too, they all have one major thing in common that distinguishes them from the lifestylers. And that is the essential feature of real vampirism is their belief that they need to take in subtle energy called feeding from time to time from a willing donor in order to maintain physical, psychological, and spiritual health. Now, if you look at the language of this, this is where you look at this, and this is liberalism right down the middle. This is the same way they try to put together things in, like in gun control, where they don't call it gun control or gun prohibition or infringements on the Second Amendment, but they say common sense gun safety, for example. Historically, based upon what I know about the vampire legend, there are no donors running around sticking their necks out saying, suck this. But, and, you know, they have to, they do this in order to maintain their physical, psychological, and spiritual health. Unlike the lifestyle vampires, real vampires believe they do not choose their vampiric condition. They are born with it, something akin to sexual orientation, you see, which gives everything else. If you believe this, everything else goes, doesn't it? Dr. Williams explained that no one should be bothered by a person wanting to drink another person's blood. Yeah, you should. A lot of serial killers have done that. Yeah. Thank Jeffrey Dahmer. That's sort of cannibalistic. Yeah, you should. You should be bothered by that. But, you know, that's just me. Some of the real vampires prefer to feed on psychic or pranic energy, while others called sanguinarians prefer to feed on small amounts of human or animal blood. Of the 11 real vampires interviewed for the study, 3 said they preferred psychic energy, 3 said they preferred blood, and 5 said they got energy from multiple sources. They make it sound like you go to GNC and get this stuff. In the vampiric community, they are expected to act ethically and responsibly in their feeding practices, and it's not their blood drinking that's the real problem here. It's the fact they have to worry about what other people will say or do or judge them about their blood drinking. I'm not here to judge anybody. I just think these people should be taken away in straitjackets. That's not judgmental. Where? Here's the thing. If this is okay, this is the equivalent of our moral compass throwing the gloves off and taking the needle out of the middle of the moral compass. This is not okay. None of this stuff is okay. None of this stuff is real. This is all man-made. It is all against nature. Nature is very wise in the way it sets things up. It's very wise in that. Getting out there and saying that this is mainstream or this should be mainstream and we should not discriminate against this, it's not discrimination to look at something crazy and say it's crazy. What's next? Are we going to start having the purge once a year here in the United States for 24 hours where everybody can either lock down or go out on a killing spree? Should that be okay too? Should that be okay? Should NAMBLA come out and become a mainstream organization? You know, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Should that be considered mainstream? Should we do away with pedophilia, the whole term? That offends some people. And people like me offend people because I'm out there. All I care about is your freedom. And I think you should be free of having to be made to conform to this kind of stupidity. And the only problem between me and the other advocates that are out there saying, well, you must be made to believe this and to accept this, is I carry a gun everywhere I go. You'll never make me believe any of it. You're never going to get me convinced of that. But this is the direction. They did a study on this about vampirism. Now, I know that there's political vampire, and it's all used metaphorically, isn't it? For the most part, I can't believe I took an oath to defend this country with where we are today. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, you know, Seth, Dan, Scott, 80 years of ammunition retail under their belts between the three of them. With an organization or a company that big, maintaining that 50 million rounds of ammo, that does not mean they want to sit back and maintain that and none go out. So that's why they price it the way they price it. That's why it is incredibly, the specials, the special prices they run, they're really special. I mean, they're really special. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. I have three children. My oldest is a daughter, although her mother and I divorced when I was very young. I got married very young. I divorced very young, and I really didn't get that much of an influence in her life. My sons, on the other hand, I did influence, and they both are now grown men, concealed carry permit holders, carry guns everywhere they go, trained on guns everywhere they go. I do not fear for their safety. Of course, if something were to happen with them or in their general direction, I would want to be there to be at their side, but they're quicker than I am. So this means that I do not fear for their safety. But what if I had an opportunity to go back and be an influence on my daughter, say between the ages of 16 and 24? This is when your daughter starts going out. This is when your daughter gets a job. They begin to date. They begin to drive without us with them. It also means that they're at their most vulnerable time in their lives for rape and other attacks. And we're no longer there to protect them. So we need to empower them. This doesn't mean that we need to turn our young ladies into tomboys. by any stretch of the imagination, being athletically or self-defense aware and being able to handle your body is not tomboyish. Not at all. As an example, I've got a friend who has a 17-year-old daughter that works nights at a fast food restaurant. She and a coworker alone were closing when they noticed a suspicious man outside. They called the police and waited, locked inside the building. That was what she should have done. But what if she had been caught out in the parking lot by that strange guy? I did a fill-in the weekend before, at a local radio station. And when I got there, it was just me and the board op, who was a very young lady. I'm carrying a gun. I'm me. And I look outside, and there's a dilapidated car out front, parked beside mine. And I asked her, I said, "Do you know that car?" After that show that I filled in was over, she said, "No." So when we went out of the building, I made sure that between the time that she got in her car and the time that I got in my car, that I was between her and that dilapidated car, who I never saw the owner of. Okay? And this is just, that was the paternal part of me coming out, because this young lady was like, she's young enough to be my daughter, or younger, actually. But, I mean, that's just something that's built into me. Normally, when you have to call the cops, you're waiting for, you know, up to 45 minutes in some cases, depending on where you are. You know, you're talking, the average response time is, nationally, is about 11.11. Sometimes it's 21. But there's this old saying out there, however you want to put it, the average response to a 911 call is 11.11 minutes. For a 9mm, it's 1,350 feet per second. Awareness helps, though. Awareness helps. Some people, you know, in most states, you have to be 21 years old to carry a gun. I believe that most 16 to 21-year-old females could be taught how to employ something non-lethal, which is all they can legally carry. That's the issue here, what they can legally carry. We don't want them to ruin their lives by doing something illegal, so we need to give them the most lethal stuff we can imagine. You can give them a knife. You can give them a knife. But what I'm saying, you know, another thing that I've seen before is I've seen battered women. I used to deliver milk for a living, and one of my stops on my route was a battered women's shelter. And these ladies were just fractured. Their soul, you could see it. You could see that they were fractured. This was going to be something they carry the rest of their lives. Lots of them were young. So this means for the rest of their lives, you're going to live in fear. That's no way to live. We need to, and you know what? When I say we need to, I'm not trying to make a presumption that you're not out there doing it. I know one guy that's listening right now in the chat room. He's got daughters, and these little girls are going to grow up. They already know how to shoot. They do CrossFit with them. They do mud runs with them. And they're out there, and they're just doing it. And they're young ladies. They look like young ladies. There's nothing. It doesn't turn your little girl into a man or looking like she needs to wear coveralls. It just looks like she's out there hitting it. But, you know, I look out there, and I've had guests like Amanda Collins, who was raped in Reno, Nevada at school. When she had a concealed carry permit, she was raped by a serial rapist, you know, and she followed the law. She had a concealed carry permit. She didn't take her gun at the time, and she ended up getting raped. And just talking to her, you know, it just kills you to realize what happened to her. So you have to look at things. You have to take them and take them to the degree that you can possibly take them until they can pick up the pistol. Now, some people, like I said, like this listener I'm talking about right now, when his daughters turn 21, they're going to be fully revved up and ready to go. They'll already have their gun. It'll already show holster wear. It'll already be broken in. They'll get their permit. And they'll be like, okay, and that'll be it. But, you know, there's a lot of things we can teach young ladies. We can teach them self-defense basics. You know, your thumb being one of those things that doesn't really bend back as far as the rest of your fingers. That can be employed in places like eye sockets and throats. And somebody knowing how to just hold their thumb and do it can make a big difference. Your keys, give them a flashlight with a jagged bezel on the end of it. Teach them how to jam that in somebody's face. Because that's your little girl. That's your daughter. It's going to be somebody's wife. That's going to be the mother of your grandchildren. Look around and make sure that you're getting somebody with good credentials to teach them, too. Martial arts are okay. Martial arts are fine as long as you understand the reality of martial arts. I would imagine, just from the practical viewpoint of my background with the martial arts, that most of these grappling martial arts are a no-go from the start. They need to get into something that is striking, you know, a striking art, and then they need to learn how to strike and then run, because that's what it's all going to boil down to. But I was just thinking about that. That's all. I just thought about that. What, empowering these young ladies and getting them out there and teaching them. You know, my youngest is 24 years old, and when he goes out at night today, I get nervous, and that's just the father in me. And this is a kid who can draw faster than I can. He is more accurate on the trigger than I am. He is quicker. I mean, he's good to go, and he's the right size to where he can pretty much conceal anything he wants to carry, but. His guns are well worn because he has shot them, and he has shot them well. He doesn't have a bunch of them. He's got a couple of handguns and a rifle. And he knows what to do with them. In any event, when we get back, we're going to talk about this pilgrim who has some ideas of what should be done. Of course, he's a pilgrim. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour is going to be Eric Dutrecht, Utrecht, from Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, but recently he's been to the border. He wants to talk about what he sees in as far as border security, whether, and I'm interested to see what his take is on it, to be honest with you. So we'll, that's coming up next hour. Here's a letter from some cat that was written to a newspaper, talking about what he'd like to see from the NRA. He'd like to see the NRA contribute methods and ideas to cure people from using firearms. This guy claims that he is 80 years old. And he says, I think it's time that we members of the NRA should show the U.S. population what needs to be done. So maybe he's actually a member of the NRA. I don't know. That's the way he's positioning himself. He says that you have to campaign for people control, not gun control. And then he starts, some of the stuff he writes, I mean, I know that I'm not some grammar professor, but his next sentence is, it's the bad guy that is causing all the bullet holes in innocent people. The bad guy can get a gun that had hurt someone nowadays. So it's time we NRA people show the world how to control bad guys. I know how to control a bad guy. First of all, I'm not concerned with anybody until they reveal themselves to be a bad guy. If they reveal themselves to be a bad guy in front of me, and they're being bad in front of me with a gun, then I will put them down like a mad dog. That's how I intend to deal with a bad guy, whatever your name is. He believes that the NRA needs to come up with a curriculum. To give lessons nationwide to those who want to learn proper firearms safety. Every class you go to is going to teach you firearms, true firearm safety. Keep the gun, treat every gun as if it's loaded. Keep it downrange at all times. Don't put your finger on the trigger, and don't put the sights on something you're not willing to destroy. Be sure of what's coming up behind that target, you know, that kind of stuff. That's firearm safety. Firearm safety is not getting out there, and that's all firearm safety is. There's nothing else that goes along with it. He believes that that course should be a Bible written for all shooters and used to give lessons to those who want to learn proper firearm safety, which we already have, member of the NRA. He also believes that we need to sit down with the lawmakers and the gun controllers. People are dying while we argue over gun control laws. That's true. Like people like Carol Bounds, sure enough. People like Catherine Steinle. Yeah. People are dying while we argue about gun control. Then he goes into the car thing. Can you envision what driving a car would be like today if we didn't establish rules and regulations to help train safe driving in schools today? Way back years ago, we started training drivers how to control their driving of autos. Notice I didn't say car control. I say driver control. See, he's semantically weaving him some nice web. He believes the NRA should work in conjunction with the U.S. government to achieve this training curriculum in conjunction with the armed forces. Trained shooters would be valuable come the next big war. Trained shooters would lower friendly fire deaths. See, when I saw this, the other stuff that he'd already put out there, I'm like going, okay, this is clearly somebody that doesn't know what he's talking about. And then he goes off on this tangent where I can tell you right now, he is not a military veteran. I don't have to look any further into his background to be able to tell you that. Very few friendly fire accidents occur in the military because somebody shot somebody in the back when they shouldn't have had their finger on the trigger. Okay? All you have to do is look at the Pat Tillman incident to get an idea of your typical friendly fire incident. If Pat Tillman, former NFL football player who joined the United States Army Rangers. Pat Tillman was part of a two-element convoy. He was in the lead element. His element got through this very, very tight ravine. The follow-on element got hit with an ambush. So he and another American soldier and an Afghan national made their way to a ridge where they were at the same eye level, shooting level with the ones attacking the convoy. The people in the convoy saw muzzle flashes and shadowy figures dressed as indigenous people, and they lit them up. They killed first the Afghan national, and then they killed Pat Tillman. And the reason they took Pat Tillman out was because the leader of that one lead vehicle zeroed in on Pat Tillman and aimed at him and started sending outgoing fire, and everybody else followed that lead. So he had a high volume of fire going at him, and he died on that hill. That's your typical friendly fire incident. Sometimes it happens with bombing, sometimes it happens with mortars, but it's always a case. Friendly fire is always going to be a case of mistaken identity. It has nothing to do with firearm safety. Okay? And most of your 18-year-olds going into the military have not trained to shoot, sir. They have not trained to shoot. He says shooters with experience is what we want in time of war. That's why the Constitution wants us to bear arms. So. This is the thing, you know. Look, I will get out there and I will tell you all day long, I will tell you that this is America and you can believe what you want to believe. Okay? But when you get out there and you start making statements, take a moment, please. Get rid of the emotion, get rid of the feelings, and go get you some facts. And just come at me cold with the facts, please. I'll give you a lot more attention. I'll give you a lot more credence. And at the very least, I can't stand somebody who's misinformed coming at me, telling me what I need to do. I can't stand that. This is why all of this, I look at media today, where they're at, what they do, what their experience is, and I realize they don't know what they're talking about, but they sure want to tell me what to do. They want to herd all of us into this one mentality where we can get all of our thought process from them. So, this guy ends his little letter. I see that the NRA would look a lot better as a group who tried to make a better world by doing the right thing instead of just standing there yelling, "We don't want gun control." I'll be much prouder of this new NRA when I see the top guys of the NRA tear down the wall. I hope they get this ball rolling uphill soon. So it's all about feelings with this guy, which it is with all of these people. The fact that he's 80, fine. But it's all about feelings. I'll feel better. We need to care, you know. Symbolism. They'll get out there and, you know, there's a group of thought. Now, those of you that, we were just talking about taking your daughters and empowering them. There's some people out there that will tell their daughters that, you know, the problem is men, or the problem is this, or the problem is that. And getting out there and identifying the problem without showing a solution to the issue is never going to solve anything. I don't know if young ladies should be burdened with certain things like the how and the why. I think they should be burdened with the fact that you might get attacked and this is what you need to do. One of the reasons the military gets out there and does things the way they do them, and I look at a lot of things that happen in today's life, and I really wish they would adopt the military thing. In the beginning in the military, when you're in basic training and they start teaching you about what to do when they drop a grenade, they will yell, grenade. Invariably, when that happens, in the beginning, everybody's looking around blinking going, what? And this is where people get killed if it was a real grenade. When you learn to react to it, when somebody says grenade, when you're eating the ground while they're still in the middle of the second syllable, you're becoming a survivor. When you learn to take action instead of sitting there and blinking like the sheep, watching the wolf coming down the hill at a full gallop, zeroed in on it, then you're going to learn, you're learning survival. And it has nothing to do with feelings. It really has nothing to do with feelings. It has everything to do with awareness. This guy is so, he's not aware of what he's talking about. And yet he's out there talking about it as if he's some authority. And there's some people that are listening to him going, yeah, you know, trained shooters would lessen the whole friendly fire thing, wouldn't it? Which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Coming up next, Eric Dutrek, Utrecht from MDFI on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.